Hello and welcome back to What's United, where we talk and discuss about Manchester United's latest news. Me and my hosting partner, Ellis,
hello,
are going to get started. First of all, let's start by discussing the final. Ellis, you want to take this?
Yeah, sure. So, that was a shambles. I hated it. I really did. Good match to watch if you didn't support anyone, you didn't support any of those teams, just like watching football.
If you're unbiased, then that's a brilliant game.
Brilliant game to watch. Very tense, went to pens. But we deserved the win, I think. With the domination of possession. I think if Ollie had done better. It's not Ollie's fault. It's not all Ollie's fault. I'm not saying that.
No.
But it was mostly Ollie's fault, because after doing that, I feel like as soon as they scored, he went for a different tactic, and I just think it didn't work.
No, it's not right. That tactic doesn't suit us very well.
No. I don't know what tactic it was, but it just happened, and it was dreadful.
I don't think that formation worked either.
No. Formation didn't work.
4-3-2-1.
Yeah, we were playing Bruno, like, lower than Rashford and Greenwood.
Yeah, that's not.
You want to play him higher?
Yeah.
Or in the same position?
I think Rashford and Greenwood should have swapped places.
Yeah, and I think Pogba shouldn't have played back in centre mid.
Yeah, that's.
Should have gone back to left.
Yeah,
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Lost on pens. David De Gea, man.
What is his shooting aim? I know he's a goalkeeper and everything.
23 pens and he scuffs it. It's just. You want to carry on from that? Because I can't. I'm speechless.
It's disgraceful. I know he's getting on, but that is ridiculous. He can't scuff up like that.
From what we pay him as well.
Yeah. It didn't exactly matter if he was chosen to. And he scuffed it during the original, like, six. Because that wouldn't matter too much. But since it was, like, 24 penalties.
Yeah.
And he manages to scuff that, it's unacceptable.
He scuffed it twice, didn't he? Didn't he scuff twice or once?
Yeah, he only shot once.
He only shot once?
Yeah, he only had shot once.
But he scuffed in goal once as well.
Yeah, there was one where he actually dived the right way for once.
And he just missed it. He just missed the ball entirely. Again. Went under him.
He managed to get like a few fingertips to him.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That was completely it. I stayed up half 10, 11, watching the match, and I just got.
We were knackered by the end, and it's a disappointment. It's far from disappointing. It's horrific.
I was devastated.
Fans like us, we're fairly young. We stay up to 11 o'clock to watch that because it's a final. And that's what happens.
Yeah, if that's happening, then it's just stupid. Their goal, nice goal. I have to give them that.
Yeah, yeah,
our goal, bit scabby.
Yeah.
Take it.
We'll take it. But I do think that Cavani's celebration was a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
And what was it their final celebration? Him jabbing him in the arm. Going, wee! Yeah, that's COVID vaccine.
Bro. Oh. Anyway, it happens. Ollie, you don't want to see that side of Ollie again, really.
That's
shouting, screaming. Okay, well, since we don't want to talk about that anymore, since it was an absolute tragedy, let's get on to next season. Because this is going to be a good one, yeah. I feel it. Next season, it can be good.
Yeah, if we do the right things, get the right people, have the right team, then it'll be a blast. It'll be brilliant.
It'll be a blast, yeah. I wouldn't mind. The thing is, as well, in Champions League next season, do good, we can win the Champions League.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in years.
No, there's no reason we can't.
10, 20 years.
We just need to either train or get new people to help us train and get better for once.
Like, when Bruno came, it all changed. I don't know why. Bruno held the team in his hands.
Yeah.
It's like the team was his baby. Literally, I'm being serious.
He would not let it go. It was his team. He was holding it together. He saved us.
We could have been, it sounds over the top, if we carried on getting worse and worse and worse, we could have got relegated. That's not going
to
happen.
What seemed to happen with Bruno is he had every little bit of energy that he spent on the game.
But he didn't go, oh, I'm a bit out of energy, I'm going to quickly walk. He would, if the ball was near him, he would blast for it. He would go for it. He wouldn't stop. And he just put the team together like glue.
This is going to sound ridiculous, but I honestly think him being at the club has worn him out, not just like in the short term in games, but like long term.
Yeah.
I think he's gradually getting like tiniest bit worse as the matches go on. It's ridiculous to say, but still.
At the start of the season, he was an absolute madness.
Yeah.
He's still so good. He's still one of the best players in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But without a doubt.
Without a doubt, yeah. But he's worn out. He plays almost every single match. It's just, yeah. Next, you want to say what we're talking about next?
Okay, so, next, sadly, onto the Glazers.
Wow, headaches for days when these people came.
Yeah.
Bro, I had four migraines by the time they had come. I just felt that they were coming. Something was going to happen, and it's not good. It's really not good what happened. We could have, the Glazers, like, even in an interview, they didn't say anything. They're just smug, and they want the money. They don't care about history. They don't care about the club. They don't care about their fans.
All they care about is money, and them sitting on their high throne, watching us pity them.
That's why the 50+1 rule needs to be added.
It needs to be enforced.
We've
got to get these greedy pigs
out. So they're just sucking the life out of our team. We're going to soon become, if they carry on, we're soon going to become a branding team.
Yeah.
We're soon going to become a brand. And it's just not right. Oh, I can't speak about them anymore. I'm being serious. I don't know. Yeah. They're just an absolute, hell.
They give me shivers.
Yeah. Finally, this has been a long one. Finally, let's talk about the transfer news.
Transfers.
You can start this one off again.
If we get it, as I said before, if we get it right, we could go really far. We could do this. We could smash next season.
Smash next season.
Or if we buy like two people that aren't good for our team, I swear, if we get Pau Torres, I'm going to go off my head.
Pau Torres will be okay, but we don't need him.
No, last night, he saw his bad side.
Mm-hmm. I think Sancho, $75 million because of Corona, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
I'll take that for Sancho, since people are saying that he might be the best, he might become one of the best in the world. I'll just pay $75 million for him when PSG paid $220 million
for
Neymar.
It's a decent deal. And since the COVID, we got a good deal.
Yeah.
$25 million off.
$25 million off. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Next.
Take it and run.
Haaland would be good.
Yeah, he would. He would.
I'd pay quite a bit for Haaland.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if we've got the right sort of team for him, though.
Yeah.
We've got a few youngsters in there, but I don't think Edinson and Haaland would go very well together.
No, neither. They're both, I don't know.
They both got such strong personalities. They kind of almost weigh each other out.
Yeah, I don't think Haaland would be good if he actually fitted in our team, but he just doesn't fit. If we had a different team, he would fit in. Maybe if we got Sancho, Haaland might fit in next to Sancho because he's played with him before.
Yeah.
And he does play with him.
He plays with him at Dortmund now.
Cavani and Haaland, it's like Lindelof and Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute, but it's just they don't work together. They're very, very good together without each other. But mixed, they're not the best. And we're not going to pair him up with Martial, are we?
Oh, no. If that whinging, whining baby gets back on the pitch again with them, if we do get them, I swear, it's just going to be ridiculous.
It might do a Bruno. He might just show he might make Martial play better. But yeah, I'm not sure about that. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys, but that's all we have to talk about today. Come back next Tuesday to find out more Manchester United news.
See Goodbye. Ya.